a willingness to collaborate based on a passion for aviation. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, we heard the first part of a conversation from AEA 2011 between ANN's Jim Campbell and Aspen Avionics VP of Marketing Brad Hayden about projects Aspen is taking on in collaboration with Honeywell, Avadyne, and Cobham's S-Tech product line. Today, we'll hear the conclusion of that conversation, starting with the philosophy driving open architecture in avionics.
There's an attitude here that needs to be discussed, and we touched upon it yesterday a little bit, but the fact that there are companies out here that set themselves up to be ultra-competitive, and then there are companies that set up to own a specific aspect. And you seem to be setting yourselves up to be collaborative, to find the best of an industry and find a way to work with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talked earlier about the passion of aviation. I mean, we all want aviation to be around for a long time. Many of us are multi-generational pilots. I want my kids to be able to afford to fly. And so us working together, I think, to bring these types of solutions to the market, to keep these planes flying, to keep them safe. You know, a lot of these planes, the average age of the fleet is like 35 years old, right? So we need to keep these aircraft up and moving. And we want to be able to put our families into them and you know, make that safe trip and everybody gets home in one piece. You know, I think that as long as we, as an organ, with the organization of the AEA, which is a wonderful venue for these types of discussions, if we can, you know, keep that collaborative spirit alive, and we are willing to work with, you know, those companies that share that same design philosophy and want to keep people in the air, keep them flying these general aviation aircraft.
Okay, let's get to some of the past history that we're all eagerly anticipating and awaiting. As a matter of fact, it's been a constant source of conversation between a good friend of both of ours, Phil Boyer, who's waiting with bated breath for synthetic vision. Let's face it, that's not a small project. It's a huge engineering obstacle for anybody, and the FAA, of course, is being very discriminating in certifying this particular option for a number of platforms that are either already in the mix or in the process of coming to it. What's the status right now on synthetic vision for the Aspen Evolution system?
Well, we're on track for a Q2 delivery. In fact, if you go over to our booth, you can see the latest demo that we have of the software in its current state. You know, it's funny because when a lot of this is based on how our display clarity is, our display resolution, and how compelling that actually is. When you start with good pedigree data, like what we're working with Jeppesen for the terrain, the nav, and the cultural, and combine that with our display that, you know, is a very high res display, has a great compelling picture, and, you know, put in those things like we've got a velocity vector in it that'll tell you where you're going to be in a certain amount of time, and those, an obstacle alert, that kind of thing will show traffic. I think, you know, as long as we're looking at a design approach that brings that type of safety into the cockpit, we're going to see a lot more openness to how this thing is going to be rolled out, how it's going to go through the approval process. But make no mistake, I mean, it is a grueling process as far as getting that type of a certification done. We're in the middle of it, but we're using our same certification philosophy that we've used in the past. We engage early on, try to bring in, you know, industry leaders who have that type of experience and can give us good guidance that will help us put out the best possible product.
Is there any aspect to the synthetic vision program from Aspen's standpoint that distinguishes you from what you've seen elsewhere in the industry? Is there something that you're concentrating on?
Well, again, you know, it's the safety aspect of it, the fact that, you know, it's upgradable, that we can, you know, pop it into our customers. But I would say that, and our customers' installations, but I would say that also one of the neat things about our synthetic vision is you'll be able to view it on either the PFD or on the MFD. So that will allow you to have, you know, different views and set it up just like we do with the rest of our system, make it work for you, not try to exist under some paradigm that's being forced upon you. So in multi-tube displays, you'll be able to set the views up in a way that works for you, gives you that ultimate situational awareness aspect that you need to fly safely.
More with Jim Campbell and Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Brad Hayden of Aspen Avionics about future products.
Now let's get to the one subject that may finally make me an Aspen customer. Your backup display system. I have a Cirrus. My little bolster's got some old analog gauges. I've got this marvelous modern airplane, marvelous modern cockpit, and I've got these stinky old gauges in there. I'm ready for something new. Tell me what's happening with the backup system.
So the backup system is also going to be available in Q2.
And you've got mine set aside, ready
absolutely.
To go? Oh, yeah.
Yes, yours is on the shelf. In fact, I think yours is in my office. I've been playing with it. And it's, okay. I'm getting it warmed up for you.
Yeah, there we go.
Working the knobs, that kind of thing.
Good.
Exactly. Just like we've approached other products, it'll be something that you can buy on different levels of functionality that you require for your aircraft. But ultimately, what we'll be delivering will be a backup that has full heading, nav inputs, supports GPS, and will also be able to couple with your autopilot. So we'll have it available in both portrait and in landscape mode, so very flexible. Really it's based upon the same architecture that now over 4,000 customers are flying with. And, you know, really the Evolution flight display itself, the EFD-1000, is in essence a backup product already in the regard that, you know, you've got in dual displays configurations, you've got a product there that has a battery, that has an emergency GPS, that has, you know, redundancy whenever you've got a dual display. So it's a natural backup product, and we've gotten a lot of interest in that, and we're really excited to start rolling that out.
Well, I love the concept of all the additional, well, we're going to tertiary levels now. I've got an airplane with two Adahars in it, and that's all well and good. But it's just so nice to realize that there's actually a backup out of that that's actually isolated from all the rest of it electrically because of the battery. Even though there's so many ways that ultimately this isn't supposed to happen and that isn't supposed to happen, it's nice to know that somewhere, somehow, you've got something that's got a battery on it and it can get you home.
Right. And, you know, let's take the emergency GPS, for example, and showing you your flight plan. I mean, when everything goes dark, that's when you need that stuff the most. So we want to make sure that it's got all the functionality in there, so if even if you lose pieces of your panel, you still have other pieces of the functionality within the backup that are still going to work for you. So also it has the standard interface into our Evolution Hazard Awareness Package, so you'll get traffic and lightning and weather on it as well. So again, you know, it's what you're going to need when you need it the most.
Well, it sounds good to me. We're looking forward to seeing it. At this point, with a minute or so we have left in this particular side of the webcast, anything else going on at Aspen we need to know about? Just between you and me, nobody else needs to know.
Well, I don't know if I have anything that's really under the hood for you right now, except to say we, you know, one of the things that I did talk about at the new product introduction is we're going to have some software upgrades coming out this year that are going to support some of the things that I talked about, like radio altitude display, ADF, DME display. We're going to be putting in some airspeed displays for higher performance aircraft. So we're going to continue building on the system and fulfilling that promise that we've made to all those customers out there that this thing is going to grow with the needs that they have in the cockpit.
Well, Brad, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know it's you've had a lot to do.
Thanks a bunch. You know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Jim.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brad Hayden is the VP of Marketing for Aspen Avionics. Find out more about the company at aspenavionics.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.